And you're listening to Unusual Sources here on 93.3 CFMU. And, of course, the first segment of this program today will be Taxi Talk. We have a lot of news to update people on. There's a lot happening. And we're going to probably be taking some time also to remember Peter. There's going to be a lot of things happening today, so just stay tuned. We'll be with you very shortly in a couple minutes. So if I'm correct, then we've actually had quite a lot of news in terms of what's been going on with the union and the latest developments. We've had pursuit of a washroom law. We've had the talk about continuing steelworker support. This wind deal you've put together. Talk about Mel Rotman. I mean, and then the whole Blue Line thing. There's a lot going on, and it's all happening in the background of Peter leaving us, Peter passing away. And I know that makes things very difficult for us this week because, on the one hand, we're so much stronger now, or the taxi workers union is so much stronger than it was months ago. Peter has made things so much stronger. The activism, you're in a much better position than you've ever been. But it's also very sad that he's left us, and we're all going to be working very hard to make up in his absence. But it's something that was very meaningful for the union, had a lot of effect. And, you know, I know we want to talk about that because we might want to share our thoughts on that or share how we feel. I know there's a lot of drivers out there, a lot of listeners that are very upset too. We played last week a memorial from the Taylor Report. A lot of Peter's friends were on there from all over the world, actually, and talking about all the things he did. And, of course, the taxi drivers were his latest contribution. He really wanted to be involved in that. And I know people were talking about how much he loved his work at the ceremony on Sunday. It was a celebration of Peter's life. As you said, there were 700, 800 people there. And he really loved his work. He loved being in the union. He said to Bill Ferguson at one time when they were negotiating, he said, "This is the best that it gets. This is a class. We're all together as workers, and we're bargaining for our rights, for our wages, our benefits, and it doesn't get any better than this." And I know that he must really enjoyed what he did in the taxi workers. Everything we can tell tells us that. There he was. He was able to fight for everyone's rights, benefits, take a group of workers that had not been previously organized in such a fashion, and push everything as forward as possible. I know that is, I guess, why he woke up every morning, you know? What did it mean to you guys? You guys were working with him very closely, and you saw, I guess, almost every day, almost living with him, I guess, when bargaining got intense or when you were setting up the union. I mean, how was that for you?
You know, you must have heard my statement in the newspaper that I cried twice in my life. One, you know, first time my father passed away, and the second time when the Peter. And the Peter is known to me for very long. Before that, I was involved in the Muslim Association of Hamilton, and the other association has been working. So we were, you know, the very good friends. He has been visiting my house, and sometimes we had a food together, you know. Prior to this, we talk about Peter. I would like to send our deepest condolences on the behalf of the entire Taxi Worker Union to the grief family and the friends of Peter Levitch. And as I said, that the, you know, we were very good friends, and he was, what I say that, you know, the person was unbelievable. The timing, what he was putting with us, and sometimes I feel guilty myself that the person, we put too much pressure on him, that we made him work so much that probably he did not even have the time to go and see the doctors. So sometimes I blame for myself. I said, I think we are the one who the responsible for all this thing. But the fact is, every soul has to take the taste of the death, and everybody has returned back to his creators. And, you know, he's a kind of a person. He always would like to fight for the common goal for the workers, and his level of care and the integrity and his zeal for justice, freedom, and life, what we will remember him for. I have talked to, you know, he was a very open person. You can talk to him on any subject, whether it is a, you know, the international, or it's a national, or it is politics, or it's religious, or it's a steelworker union, or taxi union. You talk about the local councillors and the problem. The man was well-connected. And anything which you give it to him, he never said no to us. This can't be done. He always said, yeah, that's no problem. We will do this way. He will guide you in a way. And finally, it might take a little time, but finally he makes sure that you achieve what you want to achieve. So this kind of a person who is very honest, trustworthy, fair, foresighted, prudent, sagacious, and that kind of a person, you know, you cannot get it. Who was helping us without any cost? People, they thought that he was charging the money from us. No, he was doing it free of cost. And all that help which he did it, put, you know, all time and effort what he has been doing it, you know, we owe him a lot. Yeah. And that is the person, after long, long time, we find somebody, a sincere friend to the drivers. I know that he has been working with other associations, but since he was working with us, we'll think about ourselves, that he was the one of the sincere person we got it, that he really took care of the drivers. And he was standing with us, sometime, you know, going in front of the council meeting, and, you know, and he raised his voice on those people and the councillors. But the man was, I will say that, you can't get another person like him.
Yes, it was said at the celebration of Peter's life on Sunday that, you know, he had a way of making everyone feel like he was giving all his attention to them, you know, because he was. And when he was speaking with you, he was listening to what you had to say and seeing how he could make things better. And even though he was working with many people, he gave his full attention and his full focus to those people he was working with, especially most recently the taxi drivers union.
His dream was any independent worker. Yeah. Doesn't matter taxi driver. That's why he created iWorkers.
iTaxi workers.
No. iTaxi worker was created after. Uh-huh. Just for the taxi workers. iWorkers was his dream. You remember?
Yeah, that? In the beginning he started with iWorker.
Still it's iWorker. He was fighting for the independent nurse who don't have any kind of benefits. On the other hand, he was fighting for the independent, you know, like who work for the, you know, personal job, who do daily wages job.
Temporary workers.
Temp workers who work every day and they have no kind of benefits. Any independent worker, you name it, his dream was to organize them at iWorkers. And then majority of, because he's seen taxi workers, he had so much sympathy for taxi workers, because taxi workers were, you know, they were like a
brother,
digging every day and making money every day, and they were nowhere, like nobody was listening to them. Like, when you go to the owner, you are not working for me. Like, you are just there, you pay me the lease, and when you go to the broker, they fire you, they sign you up. When he's seen these things, he said, no, taxi workers have more problems than anybody else. Say, if you're working at a temporary place, they give you the wages every day. In taxi, you know, we are working as a taxi driver. We don't make that kind of money we don't know what we're going to take home. And plus, we don't know who's going to attack us, so who's going to run away with our money, you know. So when he seen this problem, he had a soft heart for the taxi driver. So he created iTaxi workers for that. And can you believe, within a year, he had 580 members.
Right.
So it was a great, great achievement. And within 2 years in Hamilton, he has 1,200 members. So look at the man vision, you know, like how dedicated he was with the cab industry.
Oh, he is absolutely a visionary person, I tell you. You know, very prudent and very, he knew what he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a great knowledge for everything. And that's why, you know, everything, he does it.
Did anybody thought that was personal safety of the cab drivers? Fahim was there. Fahim can tell you about that when you went with Jaswinder about the safety of the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, me and Jaswinder went to Toronto for health and safety issues. And Peter was the first guy, you know, like, who encouraged us to go there and said, like, we should be declared as a, you know, like, worker by the, you know, like, health and safety. And we don't have a coverage with the WSIB, and we don't have a coverage with the health and safety, you know. And he encouraged us. We went there, and Jaswinder Bedi, you know, like, he gave us a presentation over there, and we are hoping, like, got some decisions in near future in December this year, and see what happens.
And do you know that when we were at the Peter celebration, everybody was praising about the presentation of cab drivers, even the Ministry of Labor. If you remember, for him, everybody was saying, oh, what a great job he did, you know.
Nobody ever
thought about that. That's true. Hopefully, you know, Ministry of Labor, save their safety division, will think about the drivers. Who will get credit for it? Peter. If the Peter wasn't there, it would have never been done.
Yeah.
Right. So every cab driver, no matter he is Hamiltonian, no matter he is Torontonian, he should keep memories in their mind for the Peter, such a great guy who tried to get the rights for the drivers. He was fighting from last 3 years, non-stop, tireless, from Toronto to Hamilton, Hamilton to Toronto. Like, you remember, half an hour meeting was Hamilton, and right away he said, 3:30, I got to be there in Toronto. And again, 7 o'clock in Hamilton. What a great guy, never tired, you know. Yeah. So, you know, these kind of people you will never, ever get.
Yeah.
Peter was a great man, and he did so much for us. We are feeling more stronger than before with all the strong words for us from all Peter's friends, colleagues, families, and all other unions. It looks like everybody is supporting us except the management, but we can deal with that, no problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The thing is, if we keep our Peter memories in our mind, Peter's mission in our mind, Peter's dream in our mind, and with the help of all his friends and colleagues, like they gave us insurance, no matter what, we'll achieve our goal. And it will be, you know, everybody should be proud on that. Brandon, when you were at the celebration, this is the first time USW is putting a scholarship on the name of the Peter Leibovitz.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a great, great honor.
Yeah, that's a great honor.
No matter what, all rest of the world, you know, these things going to be alive. His name will be alive. No matter what, you know, anybody who can't afford the education, USW will give them the scholarship. And the other thing they're thinking about, they are going to keep his name alive when our union will be certified. Even we're going to, first day after that, we're going to give the credit to, and we will keep prayer for the Peter Leibovitz.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. We're going to be remembering Peter into the future, and here at Taxi Drivers, whether it be United Steelworkers, Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, the Unusual Sources Radio, it doesn't matter. Everyone is going to be continuing remembering Peter in their own special ways, I think.
You know, Ben, I was lucky enough to have the longest relationship about the cab industry with him. Like, he was, it wasn't a business relationship. It was a friendly relationship too. He used to say, Peter, you always work tireless. And he used to say, see, I am poor, but I do what I like. He said, it gives me so much mental satisfaction when I see this person got his right, this person got back on the work. He said, I feel so satisfied. He said, my motto, he never cared about the money. That's what I understand. He always said he going to fight for the people right, no matter who it is, as long as he gets their right. They live smooth, they get their employment back, nothing like that.
He was poor, but he was hard from the rich.
Exactly.
He was rich from the heart.
Yes. He loved what he was doing. Everyone has picked up on that. And like you said, he went back and forth between Hamilton and Toronto all the time, 3:30, 4:30, he had to be here, he had to be there. Yeah. I remember this one time at the program, he was supposed to be here, but he couldn't be here. All of you were here, most of you had made it. We had to phone him in, and he was like in his car driving here. And you guys as taxi drivers wish you could have just picked him up, driven him over, but of course, he was in transit himself. You know?
Yeah,
that's what it's like. You know, that's what he was doing. I mean, everyone has stories like that. I mean, what do you remember?
Endless stories. So many stories.
Peter always going to be remain in our hearts, and what he did for us, we will remember that, and we will carry on his work, our work, more strongly, for sure.
Well, I was going to wrap things up in a couple minutes just by playing some segments of the show. We're going to be doing that shortly. We can talk about what we hear. I know there's a segment of him introducing the program, and then there's one of him talking about one of the first issues that came up. I think that was the shields for the drivers. That's an important issue. I think. I wonder if we can play that now, perhaps. Let's give it a shot.
At least we can hear his voice again.
Yes.
So last week, Friday, there was an exciting event at the Courtyard Marriott. One of you want to explain what happened on Friday afternoon last week?
I think first I would like to congratulate all those drivers who overwhelmingly attended the meeting on 24th of January 2010 and passed a firm and a unshakable resolution to form a union.
And that was last week, Friday. But Bajan, maybe Asia has talked about this momentous meeting that occurred. There was a couple of things that happened at the meeting that were very inspirational. Maybe you can explain.
This is the first time I've seen all the drivers were united, and they were coming in a full load of vans, and coming from every part of the city, and they had their morale was really high, and they want to be their first full. That their saying was that we want to get united and we want to live with the dignity and we want to work with the dignity. This is the first time I ever seen in Hamilton. I'm driving cab from last 8 years, but it was very good response from the drivers.
And the president here, Ajaz, gave an inspirational speech.
Yes.
Maybe you should tell our listeners.
Well, I think the thing is, because I was already involved in the forming the association in 2007, in January 2007, when there was some escalating violence against the cab drivers, and the cab drivers were being robbed, and that was the right momentum when we had the chance to make an association. Association is actually it's a groundwork for the union, because we all know that to form the association, and anybody in the past who tried to form an association or a union, and the people who got involved, specifically the leaders, to organize such things, have to go through a lot of trouble, because those leaders are there to fight for the driver rights and their privileges.
And that's Peter talking with Ejaz and Baja, I believe, in the very first program. And that is just when Peter starts talking about the shield issue for the first time.
Here I would like to add, Peter, survey was done with the Mohawk College and McMaster students, and 99.99% drivers were agreed to go for the shield. But in the last meeting, when they were going to decide, maybe Ejaz remember, there were 317 drivers attending the meeting, and they put us down. Am I right, Ejaz?
Yeah.
At the city council meeting. We should remind our listeners that 2 years ago, at that time, the Hamilton Cab Welfare Association organized a meeting. Well, no, the city organized, the licensing commission had a meeting, a public meeting, to discuss the shields, and over 200 About 200 to 300 cab drivers attended that meeting. And at that meeting, also there was the Labor Council, the steelworkers, and others came in support of the driver's position based on the law, which it doesn't protect the drivers. The Occupational Health and Safety Law says that the onus is on the employer to make the workplace safe and to create conditions that allow that for the worker to be safe. And the condition that would allow the worker to be safe in a taxi cab, which you have to consider a workplace, should be a shield, because that way you can't be attacked from behind, hit from behind, stabbed from behind. And the counselors who were at that committee meeting voted 6-1 to recommend shields.
Yes.
And that was 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah. And then what happened is that recommendation was then sent to a very disappointing committee called the Taxi Reform Committee. Because at the same time that was happening, we also were asked for an assessment of the taxi industry since the amalgamation. They were supposed to have an assessment to look at ways to make life better for the drivers. The Taxi Reform Committee then took that recommendation and then, hiding behind legal, said that it wasn't necessary to have compulsory shields. And they brought it at city council meeting, where 300 drivers showed up to say, look, we want the shield.
And the other thing I wanted to point out was, you recall the time Mr. Qureshi, the driver, was attacked. And Peter was very quick to react on that issue. He was involved with the police and with the city, and he was commenting on it here on the program as well. And I just wanted to play a segment from that.
Hello, Ijaz.
Yeah, how are you?
Very good.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, Ijaz, we were talking about the need for shields to protect drivers. And you have some news of what happened over the last couple of days.
Yeah, one of the cab driver, he was assaulted and also being dropped. The cab driver picked the customers from Zoo Bar. When they arrived to their destination, one of the individual out of three choked the drivers from the behind, and the other two beat him severely. And then they ran away with all his money, for which this cab driver worked very hard for a whole night. And this robbery and assault once again raised the issue and the question in the driver's mind, why city is not doing enough for the safety of the drivers at their workplace.
Now, I understand that this is under police investigation, right?
Yeah, it is an ongoing investigation with the police, and I hope they get the culprits and bring to the justice.
And the driver himself has been went to the hospital?
Yeah, he was taken into the hospital on an ambulance, and he didn't work almost for 7 days, and he was out of job. And you see, these kind of problems are there, and now everybody in the cab industry, especially the drivers working in the night shifts, are scared once again.
And unlike most other workers, they don't have compensation, so he's not going to get paid for... He won't get his money back that was stolen, and he won't be paid for the time he's off.
No, he will get nothing.
And you make the point, as you made the point, if there was a shield, this couldn't have happened.
Well, definitely, because this is the... shield is the only the defensive and active tool for the defense of the drivers.
Well, that reinforces the position of the union to make shields mandatory in the Hamilton taxi industry.
And you're right. It is good to hear Peter's voice back on the radio. It's very
well. You know, after listening to his wife voice, you know, the refreshed my all my memories, and you know, the to make any comments, you know, you really need a good courage to say a few words for him, because his voice really touched our hearts. And you can see from the very first day what he is talking about is the safety of the drivers. And we are still trying to convince the city that the shield is the only option for the driver for their safety. But again, since we don't have anybody to hear into the city hall and those councillors, one time 6 councillors goes into the favors, then all of a sudden the council meeting comes in, they say, no, it will be a camera. So in 9 years, they could not even decide that what...
Recently, if you look at that, like recently, again, the chain of robberies is happening, you know. Every...
Yeah.
After three days or 4 days or 6 days, one driver is getting robbed. So as you said, we have no choice except shields. We should have to have shields. And with the new council, I guess we're going to put again this issue in the front of the reform.
Well, you see, Antonellas, you have more councillors, and you know, into the council meeting. The things will, you know, if we don't bring the change this year into the councillors, so I think the status quo will be maintained. But I think it is the right opportunity for all the voters. They know that. They had been talking on different shows that they need the change, they need the change, they need the change. So now it is time for them to come out and vote for the change. And so that all those people, those who are involved in union or any other matter you are dealing with the city hall, at least the people who are the newcomer will come, will give a better attention toward your work.
I guess we have to keep fighting for our rights.
Yeah, that's the way. You got to fight and, you know, be steady. And one day you get what you want.
Exactly. Yeah, this is not a one-city-based problem. The drivers are same. These criminals are same, and the reasons are same, whether in London, Kitchener, Hamilton, or Toronto. The problem is province-wide, and the solution also has to be by the province. Manitoba has done it, and Ontario should follow the legislation that all taxi cabs, without exception in Ontario, are equipped with government-approved safety shields. We need it.
Absolutely. Well, that's been Taxi Talk for this program for this week. I wanted to thank you all for coming in. We've got Ejaz, Fahim, Bajan, and Amin. Thank you so much. It was a very moving episode or segment, I guess you could say. We had a lot to update members on, update listeners, and we wanted to talk about Peter and share our thoughts with everyone. And I think we're able to do that today. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Again, we missed the Peter today.